The laws that we have put in place for our women, how far are the laws progressive? To what extent have they aided the cause of women? To what extent have they ended things like child marriage, child abuse, women assault or domestic violence? To the extent that they do not, then it means we might need to come back to the drawing table and redefine ourselves as a people.
Is it possible then to go armed with all the information that you collected here and be able to perhaps try and influence the way things are being done in Zimbabwe? Do you think you'll be given that platform?
I think there are ways of change in their ways of engagement. For example, as I'm speaking to you, we are an hour away from attending a reception which we were invited to by the ambassador of Zimbabwe, and for me it's a way towards trying to ensure there's engagement, and then we can discuss ways of trying to ensure that the laws that we are talking about, the laws that we say may be in some instances retrogressive, we find ways of engaging so that they advance our cause and so that they assist in the areas that we have problems with. And when I go back home, I do think that as a lawyer, I will find that platform to influence people into change for things that we think apply in our case, and change for things that we think can assist us as Zimbabweans.
And you were chosen to represent the college where you were at while you were in the United States. What were you chosen for? And how are you going to be articulating your cause?
I was actually at the University of Delaware, and then IREX came up with a program called Ignite Talks. Ignite Talks are fashioned after the TED Talks, the traditional TED Talks. And they asked their fellows to present something around certain thematic areas. And at our university, the thematic area was opportunity. You were supposed to come up with something in 5 minutes, a presentation in 5 minutes that talks about opportunity. And I was elected by my cohort to represent them in the Ignite Talk for tomorrow. So my topic, the way I fashioned my topic, is this: it will be Africa's unwritten dream, opportunity for all.